One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is just a sweet little short story that happened to me today because I do not have two hands. Hello, everyone out there in the land of podcast. This is Alejandro, One Hand Speaks, and I just want to share this little story with you because I think it's sweet and endearing and spontaneous. And it happened today when I was at this restaurant here in Boise. I was giving my speech for the World Championships of Public Speaking, which is coming up. A Toastmasters club here in Boise asked me to deliver my speech, and my speech coach wants me to practice it a couple times to get a certain kind of feedback. So I was at this club, giving it a whirl. I'm getting ready to compete in districts, which is the quarterfinal round. If I win my district competition here on May 18th, 2018, I will be on my way to the semifinal round of the World Championships of Public Speaking for Toastmasters International. And again, I did compete in the semifinal round in 2014. I was fortunate enough to go to Malaysia for that semifinal final round. This year it's in Chicago. Either way, I'm very excited. And I do want to do a quick podcast about this maybe in the next couple days about my experience at the 2014 World Championships of Public Speaking and the changes I made, what I learned, and how I am applying it this year. And yeah, the benefits of that, because I've made a lot of changes. Now, I'm just telling you all this because I happen to be practicing my speech, delivering it for Boise Club 61 here in Boise, Idaho. And I was just getting ready to leave. You know, the speech is over. Everyone's hanging out. There's some people getting beers. I'm ordering some food, and I took my wallet out to my car. It was in my bag. I had to go back out because I didn't have enough money, and I'm kind of just going in and out of this restaurant. And as I'm leaving, you know, the crowd of people, there actually weren't that many people in the restaurant at that time. But as I'm leaving, everybody can kind of see me leave if you happen to be looking in that direction, because to the right of me as I'm leaving is really just the wall. So everyone is sitting down to my left, and if you're just watching people come and go, you can see them coming in and out. But every time I leave, my short side is facing all these people. And I'm walking out to my car, I'm coming back in, I'm placing my order, I don't have enough money, I gotta walk back out. And as I'm walking back in, I notice that someone is kind of eyeballing me through the window, and they have a really nice look on their face, like they're kind of happy to notice that I'm looking at them while they're looking at me. And I kind of know this look, but I realize it's just, this look is really like, oh wow, you don't have two hands and you seem really nice and it'd be nice to talk to you. And this typically happens with children under 10 years old, typically. And as I'm walking closer back into the restaurant, because in essence I got to pay for my meal, I'm looking right at this young girl who's looking at me as I'm approaching the window, and as soon as I come inside, she's just cheesing ear to ear. This girl got a smile like a mile. It won't stop. And she's just looking right at me. So there is no way I cannot acknowledge her, not wave to her, not do anything. And she's got this smile like, please smile back at me, please do something. So of course I lift up my short side, the arm that has no hand, and I just start, you know, bending my elbow, waving hello to her. And she's cheesing like, oh, it went from a mile smile to a 10-mile smile. And she's just waving at me, and I'm waving back at her, and she's waving at me. And I go and sit down, and I get my receipt. I need to pay for my meal. I get my bill. and I'm making my payment, and I'm looking up, and this young lady is still just looking at me. This 8-year-old girl, I come to find out, is just looking at me, and now she's waving at me, and I'm waving back at her, and I'm paying for my bill, and I'm turning my bill in, and I notice next to her is her mother, and she actually works at the restaurant, is what I realized. And then, of course, I draw the conclusion that the man sitting there is probably her father, and the other 8-9-year-old girl that's sitting next to her father is probably her sister. They're having a family outing. They're waiting for their mother to get off work, and they're just hanging out. They feel real comfortable in this establishment, as if they spend a lot of time there after hours. So I figure, well, let me pay for my bill. I look up again. She's still looking at me. So I give her the double hand wave. I'm waving my hand and my little arm, and I'm just having a good time. I'm just having a good time having this nonverbal interaction from a distance with this young lady. And I think, oh, I should probably go over and talk to her, but I don't want to be that forward. You know, it can almost be a little inappropriate for a man my age to roll up on an 8-year-old girl and start talking to her. Fortunately, she's with her father. All that's great. The mother gets up and leaves. She's got more work to do. And then I actually have some Toastmaster friends that are sitting in the far corner of the restaurant, drinking beer, talking toast, talking about talking, whatever they're doing. They had invited me and I planned to leave, but my order was taking so long. So I told the waitress, hey, I'm going to be in the far corner. You can just deliver my food over there. She said, no problem. So of course, as I'm walking towards my friends, there's that little girl, and she's looking right at me. She's probably thinking I'm coming to talk to her, and in a very indirect way, I am, because I want to make myself available. And she obviously has no qualm, no issue, no hindrance, no nothing. Just the pure, absolute innocence of an 8-year-old girl. That's all that it is. And she's mostly curious. But then maybe she can see my shine. Maybe she just knows I'm a nice guy. So as I'm walking towards her, she's got a 10,000 mile smile. Like, hey, what's going on? She's waving at me. I wave at her. So I just stop right at the table and I say hi. And she says, hello. And then she just says, you know, you don't have a hand. Now, her sister's got wide eyes on that statement. And her father's just looking at me like, I got a live one here, and I can tell that this girl is just, she's a live one. She's not holding back, and her father just looks at me and just says, you know, there is nothing. Oh, he said, oh, to be again 8 years old, to have that innocence. And then he said, the innocence of an 8-year-old girl. And I said, you know what, man, it's precious. This kind of thing happens to me all the time. I've heard that statement. It is no problem at all. And the next thing I know, well, I'm having a one-handed conversation with this 8-year-old girl. And I said, well, what's your name? And she said, hey, my name is, well, Carly. And I said, hey, Carly, I'm Alejandro. And who's this? And she goes, well, that's my dad and that's my sister. No names. And then she just immediately went into, why do you not have a hand? Did you cut it off? She actually asked me if I cut my hand off. I've never heard that one. Kids have asked me if it's broken off, if I lost it, I can't find it, all kinds of things. This sweet girl pretty much just said, did you cut it off? And I said, no. And then she said, oh, you were born like that. And I said, yes. And she's like, well, why were you born like that? And I was like, well, does it really make any difference? Because I came out of the box this way, and this is the way that I am. And then she says, well, how do you do things? And from here on out, I know we're about to have a great conversation. I said, well, what kind of things do you want to see me do? And she says, well, how do you get dressed? So I took off my coat. I got a sports jacket on. It's custom cut for my short side, you know, because doing a Toastmaster speech, you get judged on how you're dressed. So I'm dressed well. So I take it off. I do the whole Doctor Strange thing. I kind of pretend like I'm throwing it around like it's a cape, but I'm grabbing it on the other side. I take it off and I put it back on. And she said, well, that's not hard. And I was like, well, what do you want to see me do? And she's like, well, let me think about it. And then she's looking at my arm. She's like, oh, you, there's something there. What is that? What is that? I was like, well, that's my little hand. She's like, that's not a little hand. That looks like a foot. Okay, at that point, her dad is like, okay, I don't even know how appropriate this is. And I just looked at this dude and I was like, hey man, don't worry, I've heard that before. And I looked at the little girl and I said, yeah, this is my little foot hand. And she started laughing. Her sister is still slightly frozen, doesn't quite know what to do. And it's great because I'm looking at these two girls. One is like slightly dark skinned with brown hair, and the other one's like light skinned with blonde hair, you know. And we have very multicultural families now. And but really what I'm looking at is yin and yang. I got one that's a little more reserved and one that's just explosive. This girl's not holding back at all. And we were just having a great interaction. Her mom shows up, drops something off, and then leaves. And then, you know, we're just talking. She wants to know things. She's like, well, how do you hold a cup? So I lifted up two cups. And she's like, well, how do you hold five bags? And I said, well, do you have five bags for me to hold? And she's like, no. And then she's like, let me think. Okay, let me see you do a cartwheel. Now, I need to perfect the one-handed cartwheel. And of course, probably in my 8, 9, 10-year-old age and my early teens would have probably been the right time to do it. But I pretty much told her that I don't do cartwheels. And I said, well, can I see you do a cartwheel? And she came out and she did some really nice one-handed cartwheels. Like, I was like, impressive. I started to clap and she's like, oh, you can clap. And I was like, well, I can do everything. And she's like, well, how do you drive? And I was like, well, I drive like this, you know. And she's like, well, how do you hold the wheel? And I said, well, I don't hold the wheel. I put pressure on it with my short side. And she's like, oh, that's creepy. And her father started laughing. She used that phrase twice. That's creepy. I was born like this. Oh, that's creepy. But I was like, oh, I drive just fine. I drive a stick shift. And I drive... Because she asked me again, she's like, how do you drive? And I said, like a champion. And that's when her father started laughing. And now her sister is starting to open up a little bit. Now we're having a very sweet one-handed moment. And she's like, well, what else can you do? And I said, I can do anything. You can do. I just got to do it differently. And she said, you know what? You're perfect just the way you are. And that's when I looked over at her father and I said, you know, that is the innocence. That is the pure innocence of an 8-year-old child, because we are perfect just the way we are. There's nothing wrong with me. And that's what I told her. I was like, there ain't nothing wrong with me. And she's like, no, you're perfect. And that's when her mom showed up, right? And this little girl kind of like popped up on her seat and she introduced me like one hand up, one like, ta-da, one hand up, one hand down. She's like, look, this is my one-handed friend who's a really nice guy and he's perfect just the way he is. And her mother said, yeah, I know. I see him in here a lot. And so we just started having a great interaction. And then now her sister, Sam, I believe, was starting to do this new dance that's out there, like this funky arm in front, arm in back, and she was rocking this slow groove. And I was like, oh, that's the groove right there. And then her sister popped up, the live one, and started doing it all crazy, sporadic, spontaneously, out of whack, 8,000 miles an hour. And I was like, oh, no, I like your sister's slow groove. And then I started rocking it one-handed style, you know, two-armed, one-handed style. And then Carly, the first girl, was like, oh, he can do it with one hand. And then Sam, the other girl, was like, oh, you know what, my dad can do it too. And I was like, come on, man, let me see your groove. And he's like, no, I don't dance. Tough-looking chap, you know. And then he broke it out a little bit. I was like, oh, my man opened up for me. let me see your groove, you know. And then the original girl, Carly, she was like, hey, I know what I want to see. I want to see you put a ponytail in your hair, because I was wearing a ponytail today for my speech competition. So I took it out. And then, of course, she's like, are you a boy or are you a girl? I was like, I'm a boy. And she's like, yeah, but you got really long hair. And I'm like, I know, longer than most girls. And she's like, yeah. Now, can you put that thing in a ponytail? This girl was live. I mean, she was way, way hip and cool and open and honest and just not holding back. And I love that about kids. I love these moments. These are my favorite one-handed moments right here. And I was so happy when I was walking in that restaurant and I noticed her looking at me, smiling like, please talk to me. I knew it was going to be a great moment. So I broke it out. I showed her how I put my hair in a ponytail with one hand and my short side. And she was just like, that is so amazing. She was so happy. She's like, Mom, this is my new friend and he's a nice guy. And I was like, and I'm perfect. She said, that's right. And then they took off. And you know what? That happened to me today. That happened 35 minutes ago here on a Tuesday night, May 8th. Because I record my podcast on Tuesday nights, I upload them near midnight, and they come out on a Wednesday. But I'll tell you what, this is fresh out of the box, right off the hot off the presses, baby. I mean, this thing just happened, and I want to share it with all of you because there are so many beautiful moments that occur with one hand. If you like yourself, if you're positive, if you got the vibe on, and yeah, I'm having a good time practicing for the World Championships of Public Speaking, but this moment of speaking, interacting with this child and letting her know that I'm cool the way that I am, and she even told me, she's like, you know what, you're perfect just the way you are. And for me, that is golden. And her father and I had a little connection there, and it is a beautiful moment. Will I ever see them again? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I got this podcast coming down in the annals of podcast history, One Hand Speaks podcast storytelling. And I just wanted to share it with you because I think it's a beautiful moment. And beautiful moments need to be shared. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.